Good very early morning, Audio Boomerians. I hope you're all doing well. I'm afraid this boo is going to be a bit of a moan, so if you'd rather not listen, I certainly wouldn't hold it against you. I'm just feeling really unhappy and unsettled and frazzled at the moment, so I thought that perhaps it might be therapeutic to talk about this, and also, I thought that one of my gentle listeners might actually have a sensible suggestion as to how I can deal with the problem that I'm having. My internet is working fine at the moment, so I'm going to record and upload this boo while I can, because I have a feeling the signal might get disrupted again. I had a long period of serious slowness earlier, and it was not pleasant, and I know that it's because when my brother hooked up my computer equipment in the bedroom, he used a phone cord that was far too long, and it's causing disrupted service. The signal is intermittent, or probably will be. Right now, it's actually running just beautifully, but as I say, I don't think what happened earlier was just a fluke. I expect this is going to happen again. Anyhow, my mother has kind of got me in a tizzy at the moment. I should say, first of all, that I love her dearly. She's been very good to me all my life, in fact. She's a lovely parent in many ways. But she has certain ideas of how things should look. And she wants my apartment to look a certain way. Now, she very kindly bought me a bedroom suite when I first moved in here because, well, the walls were painted white, so she wanted a nice white bedroom suite to go in my bedroom to give it a clean look. I get that. Now, I was perfectly happy with the old bedroom suite that I had. But she wanted a change for me, and she was willing to pay for it, so, you know, what could I say? But the bed has a huge headboard, so it has to go along the longest wall, and of course that's where my phone jack is in the bedroom. So that's why my brother ran a long phone cord from the jack to my desk on the opposite wall. And I'm sure that's what's causing the problem and the disrupted signals. I really should have followed my first instincts, because a couple people told me that that might happen. My friend Kim's neighbor is a network administrator for a living, and he told her that, and also my Bell technician told me that when he was here in August. So I should have followed my first instincts and said, don't even use a long phone cord. Just put the modem under my bed, and you run a long Ethernet cable from there along the baseboard and behind my desk and over to the computer. But of course, you know, he said, oh, I've used a long phone cord before, it'll be fine, you won't have any problems. And I didn't have any problems until they left. So anyhow, we can't move the furniture around in there because that bed has to go on the wall where the phone jack is. There's no other choice in the matter. So then my mother wanted to put my table and chairs out in my living room, understandably so. But then when she got them in the living room, she said to Johnny, my brother, oh, I don't like this look. This table's too big. It juts out into the room too far. It cuts down on the openness. I want this and I want that. And I thought to myself, good gravy, whose house is this? Like, excuse me, but I've been in two other apartments with the exact same configuration as this one. And people still somehow managed to get a desk, a table, a couch, a chair, all that stuff into the living room. But my mother won't have that with my place because she thinks it looks too junky. And I can't just do what I want because she'll kvetch and moan. So now she's thinking she'd like to rearrange my furniture and possibly put a small island near my window, and then give me bar stools to eat at. Well, I never liked that idea to begin with, because I find bar stools really uncomfortable. And then also, I never wanted my computer out in the, or sorry, I never wanted my desk in the bedroom to begin with, because the bedroom's a lot smaller than my living room, and I kind of don't really want to spend all my time in there. So what I'm going to have to do is lug my computer from the bedroom to the living room all the time, and, you know, vice versa. And I'm afraid I'm going to drop the thing one of these days. Also, you know, I have a nice speaker setup on my desk, and I really enjoyed having that in the living room. So when I had company, I was able to play lots of nice music or a movie or something. Now I can't do that. But of course, also when I had company, we couldn't, you know, we had to be careful what we ate, because I didn't have a table and chairs and I didn't want to get food all over my couch. So it's like, I can't win for losing here. It's just really frustrating. And my mother doesn't take into consideration what I want, really. So now she's thinking either get an island with bar stools or get a smaller table, which means that I won't have nearly as much workspace, and I probably won't be able to use my computer at it if I need it for other things. So I don't know. I know she's trying to help. Perhaps you folks think I'm ungrateful. And if it sounds like that, I'm sorry, because I'm not. But at the same time, I feel sort of manipulated here. Like, I feel like this isn't even my home. I never really wanted to move in the first place. I mean, okay, granted, the place that I lived in was not the nicest. It was a basement. It was musty smelling. It was a bit dingy looking. But it wasn't terrible. And I was quite comfortable there. I liked the layout. I liked the furniture I had. Everything was where I wanted it. Now nothing is where I want it. And I feel like this isn't my home. I feel like it's some sort of show place for my mother. Because she was embarrassed by the last place I lived in. Anyway, I'm really sorry, guys. I'm just, it doesn't help that I'm not feeling well. Oh boy, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to start this rubbish. Oh, bloody Nora. My apologies. I will end this now and go and mop myself up and not bombard you with my emotional crap anymore. Thanks for listening. If you did get all the way through this, I really appreciate it. And I shall speak to you when I'm in a much better frame of mind.